Good day, awesome life group leaders. Pastor Nathan here. If you're anything like me, you're probably thinking right now, is it really time for another life group catalog? It catches me by surprise almost every single time because it feels like that we're still in the middle of a term, and I guess, well, we technically are in the middle of a term. So the middle of the term is the time that we need to start collecting data because it really does take that long to publish the next term catalog. So hopefully you have some kind of idea of what you want to study next term. If not, now is the time to start praying through that decision and using the Life Group Leader resource inventory to explore some of those study options. Now, the library inventory page, it can be found under the Life Group button on our LifePoint Ohio webpage. So you scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page and you'll find the leader resources. Or you can open up your Life Group Leader e-news and you can use the hyperlinks at the bottom of the e-news to get directly to the library. So if you're going to be multiplying or you're going to be adding new leadership, such as a co-leader, you'll want to address both of these things with your life group coach prior to completing the catalog update. These are important monumental steps in the life of your life group, so we need to make sure that we help you navigate both scenarios and provide you with some additional support. Okay, so you want to know how to update the info correctly for next term's catalog, right? Absolutely. Well, here's the process. It's really fast, and it all takes place within CCB. Now, if you've done this before, it'll probably take you about 60 seconds. The first step is to log into CCB and find your group. Once you're in your group, there are really just two selections you're going to need to make in the top right-hand corner of the drop-down menu, and you're going to look for the little button called Group Actions. That's the drop-down menu. These two selections under Group Actions are called Edit Group Settings and Edit Participant List. The first, Edit Group Settings, is where we'll start. Once you select this, you're going to get into the guts of your Life Group Leader profile. Now, it's best not to mess around here too long because if you end up clicking the wrong box or modifying something accidentally, you have the potential to mess up a whole bunch of stuff. Focus on the description box. Whatever is in the description box, that's going to be published in the Life Group catalog as your group study. Now, we keep this description box short and sweet. We put the name of the study with a dash and then the author of the study. So don't write in a long paragraph about the study or any other info about your group there, because our catalog just can't fit all that info in and we'll need to manually edit it down. So just the study and the author, pretty please. And next, click the When and Where tab at the top and ensure that the meeting day and time are still accurate. 99% of the time, people don't change this because the groups stay pretty consistent. But if you're having a time of day change or a time or a day change, then this is the place kind of to change it. Once both of these things are done, the description and the When and Where, you hit the Save in the bottom right corner, and you're officially halfway done with the update. Okay, so that takes us to the last part. Part two is that drop down under Group Actions again called Edit Group Participants. Select this and ensure that the main group leader is going to be in red, that that's the person you want published in the group catalog as the main contact for your group. You can modify the group main leader, and you can do that by looking to the right. You're going to see Change Main Leader as an option. If you do that, you will be able to change your main group leader. And make sure that if the main group leader is changing, or maybe you know of the group leader having an email or phone number change, that all that information is accurate in their profile too. Okay, so that's it. You've modified your description, confirmed the day and time, and you've confirmed the main contact for your group. So you've completed what needs to be done to accurately publish our catalog. So I'll be pulling all the data from our group, sending it off to the designers, and before the next term launch, we'll have another great resource to provide the people of LifePoint. So thank you all very much for doing this. Thank you for how you help life groups run so efficiently. I know this catalog update is just one of the many ways that you serve each term, and I wanted to personally say thank you, and you are appreciated. Until next time, enjoy the life group God has given you, and enjoy your personal time with God.